Ich möchte.
Welcome to another episode of Nerf B Flat Radio. Tonight we consider the extraterrestrial aspects. Planetary radio. The advent of radio on Earth brought the insight that the Earth is continually bathed in radio signals emanating from points across the universe. From nearby within our solar system or from vast distances in space and time. Russian futurist Vladimir Plotnikov made the observation in 1920 that even starlight is a wireless signal. Eavesdrops on the radiophony coming our way as we consider radio bursts and long waves and even the loneliest wave of all. 1920, the promise of radio seemed to be one where the body would be left behind, and where human spirit would meld with the cosmos. Bodies will be coming with us. And that no atom in the universe avoids a complicated life. Radio does not collapse distance. Radio listens for distance. And starlight is a manifestation of time. Thank you. feel them from here.
Thank you.
Stars resonate like a huge musical instrument. Stars make sounds naturally, but we can't hear this as it has to travel through space. Like a musical instrument, stars are not uniformly solid all the way to their core. So the sound gets trapped inside the outer layers and oscillates around inside. This makes the star vibrate, causing it to expand and contract. This has a visual manifestation because the star gets brighter and dimmer, and we can reconstruct the sound produced by the vibrations.
Thank you.
All matter is alive at its core. Mass at any size. produces me.
Woo!
Particle of matter of any size feels, has being, is a wireless signal.
Thank you. Thank you.